We need
most,
those.
Most of what we have, though, is actually stuff that's coming through the public bond process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying we need all the inputs we could get.
And you'll get them because we're already hearing them. Once they get the transportation board,
good.
We're already starting to hear about different things. Well, the thing is, we don't want to get too involved as commissioners, but we need to transfer the information on to you, and
right.
you guys make the recommendation back to us so
right.
we can get it to MoDOT and start considering. That's the way that the whole thing will proceed.
Yeah. I was wondering how the rest of the committee felt about if, you know, we'd get a list of priorities in our districts. Do we want to decide on our own on that, or are we going to discuss it among ourselves and help each other, or shall we? How does everybody feel about it?
I think we'll have to submit it to the commission.
Decide the priorities?
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be the advisory board, though.
They're going to take into consideration which one of these projects is going to be affordable right now for the first 3 years, second 5 years, and third 10 years.
And actually, just a point of correction, what we're not doing is putting prices on it at all right now. We're taking the projects, put the formulas to it, come up with a number, we'll give it back to you guys, and then you'll see how they rank based off the formula, and then have some discussion about the ranking of those. If that really is, I mean, say we come back and David comes back and he has seven projects, and number seven, in his mind, came back ranked number one. Well, then the question is, what do we do at that point? Because I think everyone's going to say, in my mind, this is the most important in my district. So the first thing to do is really run the formula process to try to see where it comes out once you give us the list.
So then internally, okay. I guess we get back to it. We all help each other,
then, right?
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah. Yeah, I just wondered how everybody felt about that. I didn't.
What about the question of thought on getting public input? Brian, any thoughts on how we get it better?
Through the newspapers, I guess.
Yeah. I think if you put something in the newspaper about it and had a number for them to contact, yeah. I think you'd get
around.
Word would get around, and then you'd get some input if you had somebody that the manpower to be able to do that, to take those calls.
Can you put a little form or anything on your county website somewhere?
We can add that too.
That's how we're getting more and more comments that way now.
Okay.
The point of confirmation is that your approach to this is exactly what the media appeals in San Luis and Kansas City do. They have a formula-based system that gives them these numbers, but those numbers they're just part of the process and a major input that you need. There's all these other factors you have to deal with. So I think your approach is right.
Yeah, that's how we did it. When you bring in all the field scientists in, we have the scores, and then they look at it and see how it makes sense or not.
Charles, how much is talking to citizens themselves? I mean, people come in and give me their opinion all day long. It's not working City Hall. Are you around to get comments from people? They can stop you at Walmart or whatever.
Sure, but they wouldn't know me. I mean, they wouldn't know who was in their district yet, anyway, unless we do something, you know. I guess I'm not sure any of us would want our phone number.
I'd let that lay up on our show.
Yeah.
And then that way you
that's why I suggested.
Don't have a phone call.
Right.
And the commission gets the call, we
right.
transfer it over.
Right. That's good.
Yes, sir.
I think yeah. that's the way to go, and you don't have pressure from
right.
the citizens. So somebody calling you up and screaming because you recommended this, how in the
world right.
didn't come up with that idea, you so and so, and we're used to it.
Surely
that happens. Yeah. That's good.
What was our schedule again? Touch on when we needed to have.
You're the chairman.
Well, yeah, but you went over. What's your preferred schedule for us to give you our final recommendation?
Didn't you guys talk about 60 days? Or
August.
The August meeting? You're talking about two meetings that. Once again, so whatever you guys decide, we just want to make sure it's moving forward. But however the commission can help us, however the board wants to set it up.
Well, can we just wait and see what our input is and.
Before your last, our minutes, it was agreed on August.
August, right.
August meeting, but, you know.
That may be a little premature.
Well, maybe not, since they already mentioned you're kind of got five in mind already from comments you've got.
So. Well, I haven't had any comments. This is just got to know the district.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, common sense got to kick in here somewhere on some of these.
Well, I think Danny was, well, one time it was Danny, a lot of times our citizens don't get involved until we come out with a draft, something in writing, and then all of a sudden we get everyone's opinion. So it's almost like you got to start the process first to get the feedback.
Yeah. So they're there and they drive it every day and dig in, but the newspaper, I think, would be good. And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And get some input back from people out there.
Right.
Out there on the road.
Once you pick out your number one at seven districts, you can put it on the radio. I mean, they could run it as a radio news at the Taney County Transportation Board are considering these seven roads. Don't worry about it. We'll get the call there.
You'll do that.
We'll get to do it. But, I mean,
yeah. Or even the state highways, it would be helpful to have our new database for Taney County, which is everything we've collected.
The database includes?
It would be anything that anybody's told us about on the state highway that they think should be improved to just come through the Southwest Missouri County government. It's kind of people to publish directly. We try to reconcile with their list from time to time.
So a list of comments, in effect.
Yeah, I mean, it's got, I mean, they look like projects, but it's basically anything that people have been doing through.
Can you do that for us then? Put it into our districts?
I don't have your district boundaries, but I can give the list for the whole county.
Yeah, well, with some kind of an address or road.
Yeah, it has a description on it.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be good.
Well, what else do we need to touch on today? I want to just have a meeting for the sake of having a meeting. We're going to be back in August with a list as much as we can. Like Danny said, we can get our top one for sure, but maybe all of them. Get that information out there, and that will generate input.
Well, we have to put them into the computer program before the we really know, though, won't we?
If the process, yeah. Once you give us the description, how we haven't really discussed how you're going to give us the information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things, but then we got to put it in the formula, and then
right.
We'll be able to spit it out by the September meeting. So if you give it to us in August, you know, at the end of the August meeting. Then September, you'll have the stack rankings of all the projects and the points behind it, because there's a sufficient amount of data that needs to be collected, accident data, safety, fatalities. I mean, there's a lot of things like that, but maybe what we can do is have you a rough form of how you submit the projects, because there's some subjective information in there that as the district representative, you'll have some better information than, say, I would in one part of the district. So. We have an application based on what we submitted, based on what we approved, but it was kind of vague. So what we can do is get that to you. At least you have something to fill out.
So it may be an application form for your program.
Yeah.
So how would we get the information then between now and August?
We're going to have to get it mailed to you guys.
Okay, mail it to
mailed
us.
Mail or email to you, whoever wants.
All right.
We know who gets email and who gets
okay.
mail, so we can get you that form.
Sounds good. Yeah, we've given you as much work as you give us.
Frank wrote more than I did over there.
Any other topics we need to touch on? Ryan, it's your first meeting, right?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
How about the commission? Does anything they want us to do anything? Is that we caught it? Chuck?
Yeah, thank you, Len.
You good shape.
Okay. Ryan and Russ introduced Dale Rick. First time he's here in the meeting. He was with MoDOT Betty, and now he's with Olson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Mr. Chen?
I'd like to say just one thing. That after the last meeting, I called Frank Miller's office, talked to the secretary, and he's on the ball. The next day, he got me a lot of information and gave a copy to Frank Preston. Frank said he's going to make a copy and hand it out at this meeting. He's not here. But when he does make it, there's some stuff in here. I hope you all can read it because I've got a few places marked off. I don't think I should mention it today, but I'll be coming to some more meetings, and there's a few things that I think you really ought to look into.
There's
the
entire grant criteria.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Anything else? Now we have a motion.
How small of projects are we talking about here? I mean, like in my district, you can go all the way from there's a spot that a whistle needs under a road up to on-ramps and off-ramps at 176 Highway and eliminating the intersections up on 65. I mean,
part of the thing we approved, we kind of started at 250,000 or greater is what the kind of, even though we're not really dealing with prices, but you like to see highways good again, but that improvement right there is a $400,000 improvement. That's the guideline we threw out. Once again, it's all can be, it's flexible. So if that's your seventh biggest project, then put it on there by all means. But that's what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is 250,000 or higher or more, I should say. So what's if you guys find out this wrong, you guys make the modifications.
We could get into and realize that, we need to lower it or raise it, I suppose.
Whatever you want to do.
Well, if a whistle needs to be replaced, you need to kind of be aware of it.
Yeah, it's road and bridge.
And that's really good.
Yeah. One thing that, Brian, that you bring up is like your district has Bull Creek involved in it. And there's several locations on Bull Creek up there that would be off a county road that have anything to do with the state, where there's families living across Bull Creek that can't reach access. It's been talked about not only in the location that's been in the news, but also even up your direction where all the Snowdens live on that other side over there and have been flooded in there for up to 2 or 3 days at a time. So, and that's a school bus route even. Mm-hmm. So there's things that you could bring up. And each one of the people that are here, and Buddy brought up this in a conversation with him this morning about Slough Hollow, is the Corps of Engineers, are they ever going to get us funding where we can improve that? Well, each area is going to have a need. And that need can be put down if it's your fifth or sixth need, but it's there for the future of the county, thinking about those situations. And one of those proposals might go in on one of these grants that would get accepted where wouldn't be considered for a few years, maybe down the road, but if it was put in there and it showed a need of 12, 15 families across the situation and a bridge needed to go in and the county would apply it separate from partnership with MoDOT to get those projects finished. You see where I'm coming from. Each district is going to have specified needs that are not addressed as a major problem right now. You know what I mean? They're not a big intersection that's causing a lot of traffic problems, but there's something that needs to be done. Help the citizen out, help the citizens is what I mean.
Anything we may propose would not necessarily be have to be funded by grants.
That's right. That's right.
That's a necessity.
Yeah. You want a motion?
Yeah, please.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, stand adjourned.
Burns, please.
We got unified. We got pretty good. There's some retaining here.